Last episode, we had some long conversations about dark fic, and those long conversations moved to various servers, DMs, Twitter, Tumblr. This one seemed to cause a lot of chatter with you guys, which was exciting because we don't get a lot of live reactions to the degree that this one got. So we're glad we were able to provide this service. Overall, first of all, I mean, again, let me reiterate, we love it to hear from you guys. We're not joking. We read every conversation that we were tagged in or that took place in a space that we saw it. We loved it. And we noticed a couple patterns, and we want to kind of affirm that many of you were saying the same thing across many different spaces.
One of the things that I really noticed was a lot of people talked about their personal reasons for why they particularly like to read or write dark fic or fics where characters are dealing with really dark topics or difficult topics. And I love that a lot of people felt safe talking about their personal experiences and the things that dark fic has helped them cope with or adjust to, or the catharsis that it gives them because of their personal experiences. Love that. It was great to also see such a variety. There's not one particular reason why dark fic might appeal to you. Lots of different reasons. People liked it in different ways. Even on the podcast, you heard two interviews and people liked it in different ways. And then at the end of the day, I kind of wanted to wrap all of that in the umbrella that you don't one or many or none of these reasons may be your reason for enjoying dark fic, but you also don't need to define a reason. A lot of people said they liked it because it helped them cope with their trauma or express things they were afraid of in a safe place. Things like that. But also if you just like it, that's okay too. And we can sort of make this nest for everybody. And I love that people were sort of coming in from all corners, showing that because there are so many different reasons why you might like this, like a certain genre, it's also beauty. If you can't put your finger on exactly what it does for you, also totally cool. You are welcome there too. And there doesn't need to be explicitly we see with dark fic that people feel the need to sort of excuse it or have a reason why or explain like, oh, it's my emotional support dark fic, so it's okay. And just wanted to sort of bundle that all together that we don't need that, so it's okay. It's just okay. It's just okay. You can like dark messed up stuff. It doesn't mean that you're dark or messed up. It doesn't mean that it doesn't require an explanation or a disclaimer or anything like that. Humans like lots of different kinds of stories, and some people like Star Wars and some people like Old Guard and some people like Marvel, and also some people like Wump and some people like Fluff, and that's just human brains. So love all your reasons. Thank you for sharing them. Anyone who doesn't have a reason and was feeling maybe that they shouldn't like it because they don't have an excuse to like it, you don't need one. You're good. You can like it too.
The other conversation that I noticed was that there was a lot of constant debate back and forth over exactly what is dark fic, and that people really appreciated Key's definition a lot. And folks were still playing with that in their own spaces of what constitutes dark fic. And again, for that topic, I want to reiterate what Farrah just said. It is what it is to you. If you read a fic that you think is really dark and the author didn't tag it as dark fic, it's not necessarily your responsibility to tell them that it's dark fic because it might not be dark to them. And vice versa, that they tag somebody who's dark fic and it's not dark enough for you. We all exist on a spectrum, and fandom definitely does. And so kind of understanding what you're looking for, if you can't quite put your finger on it, that doesn't mean anything. We've heard from dark fic authors that they tend to get a lot of those kind of comments that they are doing dark fic wrong, or they are doing fic wrong somehow. So we want to say there is no way to do fic wrong. There is a way to do fic potentially problematically, or potentially using abusive characteristics, or potentially doing it, you know, badly in terms of writing styles or what have you. But there's not a way to do it wrong in the way that those comments always suggest. So again, we at Pod on the Soup would like to affirm that dark fic is valid. The people that create it are valid and wanted and essential part of our fandom community. The people that consume it are the same way. The people like me and Ferret that go back and forth and kind of move in different angst levels for different fics we write, we're all necessary and valid because the human experience is wide. It involves both undulating joy and stuff so sweet that you'll get cavities and body horror and really intense graphic descriptions of violence. Humanity is as wide, fandom is as wide as humanity is, and that's a good thing. You just get to choose if you interact with it or not. That's it. There's no judgment passed on anybody else. And so we want to remind people too, those of us in fluff get some horrible comments sometimes, for sure. Not saying we don't, but sometimes the stuff that goes to the dark writers is a little bit more pointed. And so we wanted to make sure that was stated.
We hope you guys will keep having conversations. If you want to talk about Tony or share any birthday creations that you have made for Tony, please do that in the server, tag us on Tumblr. We love to reblog, retweet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we just want to say happy birthday, Tony. And thanks for celebrating him with us. Up next, we are going to talk about Trope Off.
So you may have noticed that we're on a bit of a different podcast schedule these days. Some life has happened. And for the rest of this season, we're going to be on a bit of an amended schedule. This, of course, affects how many Trope Off updates that you get per episode. So in this particular one, we've been away from the mic for 3 weeks. So Ferret has a lot to update us on. Ferret, what is going on?
All right. So last we talked, we were in the midst of unrequited feelings versus sex pollen. I think it's closer than you might think. I was surprised. Unrequited feelings took 53% and sex pollen took 47%.
Oh, that is closer than we thought.
Yeah, that's pretty close. So I think that's an improvement for sex pollen?
Yes.
Versus previous? Yeah, last time sex pollen got destroyed by Wump. So it's now had two losses, which means that sex pollen is out of the running, but it did do a better showing in its second battle than it did in its first. And I don't think that it was like unfairly up against the two winners or anything like that, like necessarily, like it wasn't like the runaway favorites. So it had a fair shot. And it didn't make it. So we say so long, farewell to sex pollen. Thank you for your time. And also, everybody, please don't stop writing sex pollen just because it didn't win. It's still nearly half of people preferred it to unrequited feelings. So, you know, the point of Trope Off is not to exclude tropes. It's to celebrate all of them and then crown a winner, but whatever.
Nobody is getting voted off the island. We're just doing a hierarchy of houses.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. We're all still going to live together.
Yep.
So then in the first weekend that we didn't speak, we had, I say that like we were not talking to each other. We were, but we didn't speak with you guys directly in this way. we had multiverse versus time loop. I'm actually surprised.
Okay, because I would say that time loop would take it, knowing what I've been seeing in the tags.
Yeah, and so hearing me say I'm actually surprised, you will now not be surprised to learn that time loop did not take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's my preference is multiverse, so that's exciting for me.
Yeah, multiverse actually a fairly definitive win, 66-34.
Oh yeah, that is a definitive win.
Interesting. And like, I feel maybe, like multiverse is so, this may be a broad to narrow issue again, which we do run into, where multiverse can mean so many different things and time loop is very specific. But I will say Groundhog Day AU is something that gets, which is essentially just asking for a time loop, is something that gets requested fairly frequently and like in prompt memes. I've had it requested of me several times, even though I wrote one. And it's just something that like, it's considered a standard AU. People say Groundhog Day AU and everybody knows what they mean. So like, it's an established thing.
Yeah. And I wrote like four of them last year for the Steve Tony games, because that was one of the things on the bingo square.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Time Loop did about the same in its first battle against Wrong Number Texting AU, which, fair, that's hard one up to be up against. But it lost 63-36 in that one. And now we've got 66-34. So Time Loop is out, and it seems like people kind of want it to be out.
Yeah, it's not super popular. Sorry to the 30% of folks who really love it.
Yeah, we've got that broad to narrow issue again. So the narrow ones are being punted left and right. Then in our second week off, we had Wump versus Medieval Barbarian AU. And not,
I mean, like Wump won, obviously.
It didn't. It didn't. It was relatively close. 44-56. Medieval Barbarian AU took it.
Oh, that's true. There are a lot of medieval caveman gladiator prompts going around these days. That's fair.
I think it's in a phase, though. Medieval Barbarian AU lost very decidedly to Fix It earlier on, and that's why it's in the loser's bracket.
Fascinating.
Wump had beat Sex Pollen, but then went on to lose to Mafia Mob AU. So Wump has now had two losses up against AUs that have some things in common. So that's interesting. And Wump is out.
Okay.
So like, since we're in the loser's bracket now, guys, someone's getting kicked out almost every trope off. So we're starting to shed contenders, but that's how this works.
All right. So what's going on this weekend?
So this weekend, I posted an interesting one: Friends with Benefits versus Outsider POV.
Interesting. Friends with Benefits, one of my catnips. So
yeah, I think I'm fairly confident how it's going to turn out, and we'll find out next time we check in. But I think this is going to be one where people love the idea of both. I can already think of some funny things where Friends with Benefits plays out from an outsider POV. I think that would be really fun.
Oh, there's that famous Barbershop Quartet fic where the coffee shop girl can't figure out who Natasha is with. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's got a lot of potential, but I'll be interested to see. I haven't even checked, so I don't know how people have been voting so far. So we will see. We will see.
Fascinating.
But that's it for Trope Off. I will be fucking with numbers shortly because we need to do a couple of tiebreakers. So I doubt anybody is paying any attention at all to how the brackets actually work. But if you do, I'm going to do a tiebreaker or two to make sure that everybody ends up in the right bracket. But yeah, we're cruising along. We've got, I think, just those three now: Time Loop, Sex Pollen, and Wump. Pour one out for your fallen friends. They are going to sit on the bench for the rest of this, but now they get their water and orange slices and Gatorade, so I think they're okay.
I think they'll be fine.
Hi, fandom. This is Only More Love, and I'm back with your events forecast. This is where I share with you all about what's going on challenge-wise in a Marvel fandom near you. So put on your seatbelt and let's go. The usual note before I start with the current events. You'll be able to find everything I mention in this forecast, linked and explained, in the show notes for each episode over on podonthesuit.com. Now that that's out of the way, let's move on to the fun stuff. A couple of fanzines linked their interest checks to Marvel Events Central, a Marvel Halloween charity fanzine, and a general Marvel zine. Both surveys are linked on the blog if you want to fill them out. The Marvel Bang is back for another round. It's open to all ships and has a minimum word count of 10,000 words. The Bang is open for signups until July 1st for authors, with claims starting on September 25th, and posting set from November 14th to December 17th. The mods of the What to Finish auction have announced a mini auction round to support Asian communities in light of recent events. Signups will open on June 15th, and the rest of the schedule, as well as guidelines and other info, can be found on their blog. Signups for the Star Spangled Big Bang are open to artists until June 4th, with claims happening on June 11th. Don't miss out! A Stony Tropes Bingo is underway. The mod is taking trope suggestions until May 20th, as well as signup requests until May 28th. We are invited to participate even without signing up, as cards will be posted on their blog. The round will go on between June 1st and September 1st. A Steve Bingo has appeared, and signups are open until May 16th. Go grab a card. A Stucky Week has been announced, well in advance, and will run from July 5th to July 11th, but the prompts are already available on their blog. So please go check out the prompts as well as the rules so you can prep beforehand. Now that the fourth round of the Tony Stark Bingo is over, it's time for another series of Flash Bingos. The first set of cards has been released and runs until the end of the month. The Bingo mods are also hosting a server party for Tony's birthday on May 19th. So if you're not already there, grab an invite, and if you are, don't forget to join. The Iron Strange Big Bang is back, and artists can still join until May 17th. Claims will happen from June 28th through July 12th, and posting is set to begin on November 12th. Signups and fills for the following are also still ongoing: Marvel Reverse Bang, Cap I Am Bingo, as well as the Lights on Park Avenue monthly prompts. And that's it for this episode, folks. This has been your events forecast. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us. We hope you'll join us again next episode. Until then, be safe and happy shipping.
And that's it for episode 7, guys. First of all, happy, 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 happy birthday, Tony. We're so excited to be able to spend another of Tony's birthdays with you guys. And I remind you once more, if you have any amazing Tony's birthday celebration fan works of any kind, we would love to see them.
Thank you so much to Courtney for our great conversation and our mutual Tony love, and to Smilestar for providing our adorable cover art.
If you guys want to talk Tony's tech with me, please hit me up in the podcast server or on my social media. I would love to dive into it more and hear your theories about how these things work. Even if that's not your bag, we'd still love to hear from you. Talk about Tony, why you love him, share your Tony fan works, and you can comment on the website, hit us up on any of our social medias, or, you know, all those amazing podcast things, rate and review, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for listening, guys. Happy birthday, Tony, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to Pod on the Suit. Thanks for joining us.